Hey, real quick, before we jump in, my friend Alina Vincent, who is the queen of online challenges, is opening her doors to her signature fast, easy, and profitable online challenges program. I think you definitely want to check out this step-by-step system that totally works. I've used it. It shows you the right way to create, fill, and monetize your online challenges. So just go to jenlehner.com/Alina, and that's Alina.
Hey guys, it's Gary Vay, Nerdchuck, and you're listening to the Front Row Entrepreneur Podcast with our girl, Jen.
So excited for you to meet today's guest, Lindsay Morris. Lindsay founded Generation Wellness in 2014, and it inspires students and staff to live a life of less stress and more success with her live trainings, online courses, and her app, which is called Generation Wellness. She's helped thousands of classrooms and companies implement simple brain-based practices that increase well-being, connection, and happiness. Lindsay was a student in my Front Row CEO program and was really so generous in always sharing in our community what was working for her and how she was progressing through the program. And as you're going to hear, she has some pretty unique ways of working with her virtual assistants that I think you are going to find super helpful. Hey, Lindsay, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, glad to be here.
So you went all the way through the Front Row CEO program, and at the end of it, you came out with not one, but two virtual assistants. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okie dokie. Well, I want to hear, I want to hear everything, but I really am very curious about how you're working with these VAs. Like, what specifically are they doing in your business day to day?
Okay. So I've only had VAs for a couple months now, but it has been completely life-changing. And right now, we've just been working on clearing out what's not working in the business, getting organized, getting a social media plan. So we're really focused on the big picture right now. And my hope is once we get decluttered and the business is running much more smoothly, it already is. But once we have a set system and everything is cleared out, then it's going to be more of the daily tasks. So what I've started out with is just a Google Drive document. And so every day I write in different tasks for my main VA to do. So then at nighttime, she's working from midnight to 4 a.m. So when I wake up, I wake up to her completed task document. And the biggest thing that she has helped me with is creating a new email and blog strategy, because that was a negative one every single month for me. It was sucking the joy out of my life. It was taking me 10 to 15 hours to do. And I don't know about you, but I'm getting tired of reading blogs personally. And they can Google most of the information on blogs. So I wanted to come up with something fresh, something new, something innovative that my educators could use. So we've scratched the blog strategy, and now she creates 6 graphics for me each month. And we've already created this for the entire year. So imagine saving 10 to 15 hours per month. I've already done that for my entire year. It's already done, ready to go. But she makes these graphics that educators, principals, teachers can put on their smart boards or their or share at a staff meeting to create more connection in the workplace or create more connection in the classroom setting. So now my email list, every time I email them each month, they're so excited because they're getting a ready-made tool rather than something to read. So it just feels so light. I feel like I'm giving them a tool every single month. And not only does she make the graphics, she uploads them to Kajabi and she hides them. So they're all there for 2020, January, February, March. She hides all of them except for January. We're in January right now. And then she does the rough draft of the monthly email. And then she puts all the links, because not only am I showcasing the graphics, I showcase a few more things that they can use. And it has changed everything, because that 10 to 15 hours a month I get to use elsewhere on my gifts now.
Wow. Wow. I mean, so these graphics that she's creating, I mean, could that also become like a product in and of itself? Like,
definitely
a subscription program of some sort. I mean, that's fantastic.
Yes. Yeah. And we're already talking about making some short videos, because, like, for instance, January's theme is habits. So they're quotes on habits. They can talk about them with their students, their staff, but then the membership in the future could be a short, like, 3-minute video on habits, an experiment that they could try for setting their own habits, and then these graphics. So for now, it's just covering my email system, and I feel really good about giving a gift, but in the future, it could definitely be a subscription.
That's amazing. So that's your main VA, I think you said. So what are some of the things your other virtual assistant is tackling?
Yes. So the other one is tackling more of headliner videos. So I have created so many videos. I have my own app, and I never had the time to go through my app. I have about 50 videos on the app, and take out little pieces that could be used for social media. So my other VA is working on all those little clips, 30 seconds to 60 seconds, creating little memes and posting them to social media. So she's more focused on videos at this time. And they both have helped me with my social media strategy. I'd never heard of, I think it's called Planoly.
Planoly, yeah.
Planoly, yes. And they actually shared that with me. And not only have they created my whole email strategy for 2020, they have inputted every image, every video that I will be posting for 2020 for my social media, which is like, oh my gosh, that's just getting too good.
Yeah. That's pretty much sounds like the definition of freedom to me, just to be able to hand that over.
Yes.
On those posts, are you writing, like, for your Instagram posts, they're posting images, but all the copy that goes with it and the hashtags, how are you handling that?
So they imported all the pictures and the quotes and the videos. And then I went in and I don't like fluff. So my captions are like 2 sentences, and then they go in and do the hashtags for me. So we tried at first for them to do the captions, but it was complicated. So I was just like, I'll just do this. It didn't take me very much time at all, because it's about 2 sentences, and then they do all the hashtags. And the greatest thing is we get to collaborate together. They teach me so many new things. And so it's really neat, because it's not just like they're doing all of these different things, but they're teaching me too. It's a great partnership.
That's fantastic. So what do you see, like, in the near distant future for what you're going to be working on and headed towards with them as a team?
More of the daily to-dos, so posting in our groups daily. Right now, they're actually working. I subscribe to Kajabi, so Kajabi just released the new pages theme. Mm-hmm. So they're taking my entire website, and they're creating all the new pages, and we're doing all these really cool animations on the website. I will have freedom to do so many more things that have been on my to-do list for years, but I never could get to them because I was stuck in all of these details of the business that now they are taking care of.
Yeah. You had mentioned that to me before, that, like, you know, the strategies,
yeah.
You know, all the things, like, and you've got, like, a wealth of information floating around in your brain, but you haven't been able to really execute any of that stuff in the way that you would like, because you've been bogged down, which is, like, we all could tell that story 1,000 times over.
Yes. Yes. So this is the year for me that I've gone from my calendar running my life to I'm running my calendar. And it's really because of these VAs. I finally had time to sit down and go through my calendar last year and highlight what was a plus one, what was a negative one, like what brought you joy, what sucked joy from your life. And then from that, create my new calendar for 2020 where 80%, it is a non-negotiable, 80% of what I'm going to be doing is a plus one, because otherwise I don't feel like I can be sustainable in the speaking business. A lot of my days are spent speaking and traveling around the country. And so I needed this support because I was really starting to burn out. I was becoming so overwhelmed. And the funny thing is I teach about self-care and wellness and education and mindfulness. And there were days where my tank was not full and I was speaking about self-care. So in order for me to feel good about what I was speaking about and really feel like I had integrity, I needed this support so that they're doing the details and I could stick to my zone of genius. And that's really what's happened. I know I've said it over and over again, but this is the ticket to freedom. I'm not just saying it. I have purchased so many courses. I've had so many business mentors. And like you said, I've learned the strategy, but I couldn't implement it until I got help. So life-changing.
Well, thank you so much for that. And I'm so happy that you've had such success with your virtual assistants. I would say, so you mentioned that when you wake up, like your VA is working 12 a.m. What did you say? 12 p.m. What were those hours?
The
again?
Hours that my VA works are 12 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then my other VA works about 10 hours. So I just give her a to-do list on Monday. And it's nothing that's pressing. It's like if whenever she gets to it that week, it's fine because it's just more videos or things that, you know, I don't need that day. So I just wake up to my other VA every morning. She has, when I wake up, she's already done the night before's work and she works 5 days a week. And it is a great feeling to wake up and see all these tasks that have been done overnight while you've been sleeping.
It's like yes. Magic. So it's really noon when she's working, but it's midnight for you, more or less. You're on the West yeah. Coast. So, do you have any overlap when you're working together?
Well, I usually go to bed around midnight. So what we've decided to do is she checks the task item or the task document every night before I go to sleep. If I'm going to go to bed early, I'll just message her and say, hey, can you look this over? Make sure you have all the links. Make sure you know what to do. And then she'll say yes, or she'll ask me a few quick questions on Voxer, which is a free app. And so then she's ready to go midnight to four. So we've developed that we need to clarify any questions before I go to sleep. But usually I'm up until midnight.
Okay. And so what about like with your speaking, I can't imagine that because I know just like when I travel and I'm out of town for a retreat or a conference or whatever, that's one of the times when I am so grateful for having a team because I can rely on them. First of all, I know everything's being covered like with our clients and our customers and that all the questions are being answered while I'm out on the road. But also, and I cannot think of a really good example, but there are things that they will do for me remotely. Oh, I know what it is. Like I remember I was at a conference, I was speaking at a conference and I realized that I had not given any sort of opt-in, like a lead magnet or anything that I didn't have anything. I was unprepared to offer that from the stage. So I was able to reach back out to my team and ask them to quickly just, you know, I knew what I wanted to offer. Like, I want to do this, but can you put together a quick lead digit, which is like, that's when you say text the word, you know, freebie to 44222. And I was able to just ask her to whip that up. And 10 minutes later, it was all done. And then, you know, I stepped onto the stage and bam, you know, it was so that's just a kind of a strange example. But it's just, I guess, knowing that you have someone who has your back psychologically is incredibly comforting in this business that is so lonesome sometimes.
I completely agree. And something similar happened this week when I was in Sacramento, California, presenting, and I was working with the state on a contract, and we just released these trainings for 400,000 state employees. So they have the opportunity to go get these free trainings through our partnership with the state. Well, on one of the trainings, we accidentally, it was my fault. It's not we, it was my fault. I put the wrong time and the wrong date. It was cloned from a different event. So all of a sudden I get this email from the state and they're like, hey, we just found out that the dates and the times are wrong. Can you fix this? And I'm about to go on stage. So I message my VA and I'm like, hey, can you fix this? She had it fixed within 2 minutes. And that's what I like about having the two VAs, because one of them is kind of a floater that is there for me whenever I need her. And the other one is there from midnight to 4 a.m. So I message the one who's more of a floater, and she takes care of it. She knows how to do Kajabi. She's done some automatic emails for me on Kajabi and, you know, making offers for events. So it has been amazing.
So, you know, you mentioned Kajabi, and I know that Kajabi, like many programs, has all these great free trainings to help you learn how to use the software, which these days, if a company doesn't offer that, like, come on, you know, it's like, it's such a smart move to go ahead and build an academy, because they have to look out their window and see that other people are creating these courses about their software and making tons of money. So there's obviously a demand for it. So why don't they just do it in-house? So Kajabi has been doing that, and they've been creating these incredible free trainings, well, free inside of the platform. So have you been like just basically giving them access to or asking them to watch all these trainings to learn how to use the new feature for web pages inside of the platform?
I haven't. And I joined Kajabi before they had all those new free tutorials. So I haven't even taken a look at those. So what I've been doing is I just make a Loom video and record my screen. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the time I'm doing like I'm trying to show them something that is a little bit different. How do I say it? It's not like cookie cutter. So I'm just showing like, here's where you need to put the CTA button, or here's what you need to say. So usually I just create a quick Loom video. And then they, once they watch the Loom video, because I went through your course, they create a system and a checklist so that the next person who is going to do this task, they'll have the Loom video, they'll have a checklist, and they'll have a system. So they're building systems in my business to run like McDonald's franchise, because McDonald's franchise has a book of how to do everything. And that's how they're able to franchise. So by the end of all of this, not only will they get tasks done, but I'm going to have a system and a checklist for every single thing in my business.
Oh, it's like music to my ears. So that is one thing that I teach inside the course, is that some of the first things that you want to get your VAs to do is to watch a Loom video or somebody else's training, like the ones that are inside Kajabi or anywhere else, and watch it very carefully, create a document of the process and also a checklist, so that, like Lindsay says, no matter what happens, that's always there. But you had a really inspiring take on this when we last chatted, and I loved it. It was so lovely. And you said, because the way that I've been teaching this is, my language has been like, if your VA gets abducted by aliens one day, and you know, and you need to hire someone else right away, you could put them in front of this system that you've created, this checklist, and that's, you don't ever have to train them again. They're exactly off and running, because, right? There's a checklist. But you said, you didn't correct me. You were just, I mean, it wasn't like we were debating about it. It was just your language. You said, what I love about this, what I love about these systems is that when it's time for me to add a person to our team, in other words, you weren't looking at it like from a standpoint of like when somebody, you know, up and leaves, but it was like, no, I'm growing, I'm building, we're scaling. So the next person, as we add, they're going to access these systems. And I'm like,
exactly.
Yeah, that.
Yes. It's like the training manual I've always wanted to create, but I haven't had time to create it. And that would take me hours and hours, days, months to create all the systems of our business, but they're just doing it as they go along. So it really, it's helping me create space to get clear, which I think is the number one thing in a business, like getting clear on who you are and what your business stands for and where you want to go next. Mm-hmm. And it's creating the space to grow massively in a short amount of time. I've been doing this now for 5 or 6 years, and it's pretty much been me and a couple helpers here and there. And now I haven't shared this with you, but I also have just hired my third VA for more graphic design. Like both VAs know Canva very well, but as far as Photoshop and like putting the outline of a picture in front of another picture. So we're growing quickly, and I plan to have an entire team of VAs by the end of 2020 because it's just amazing.
Heck yes, that is fantastic. Go, Lindsay. That is amazing. What a nice surprise. Well, I really appreciate you hanging out with me today. And I know that our listeners have been inspired by everything that you shared with us. So
yes,
thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for creating this course. Thank you for making it so user-friendly. I am all about systems. I don't need a lot of fluff. It was just to the point, here's what you do. And then boom, we had access to you for questions, and the board meetings were phenomenal. And by the end of 4 weeks, my life changed.
Well, I'm just going to leave it right there. that's a great place to sign off. Thank you so much, Lindsay, and best of luck to you as you grow. Can't wait to see where you are at the
end
of 2020.
All right, thanks, Jen.
To learn more about Lindsay and her business, Generation Wellness, head on over to generationwellness.com. All the links to the resources mentioned today, along with all the show notes, can be found at jenlaner.com/Lindsay. And that's spelled LYNDSAY. And if you're interested in learning more about the Front Row CEO program, head over to frontrowceo.com. See you soon.